5. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's always a fun class on Thursday. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting live 2 hours a day on Genesis Communications Network from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. So link to your instructors at USAprepares.com. So if you'd like to revisit or share one of these broadcasts with friends and family, just go to USAprepares.com, click on Listen to Vincent GCN. There are three ways to listen, and that will take you to the podcast and the 24/7 streaming audio. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. And with us today, as he is every Thursday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You might know him if you've watched The X-Files, you know, the TV series, as the real Fox Mulder. He's a lead physicist for the U.S. Navy at the Pentagon. Dr. Miller's a scientist. He's an author. He's written many books, including ESP Induction through Forms of Self-Hypnosis. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
I know. I should mention that I'm starting to get fan mail and or really, really nice connection with some of your audiences. This Grace Thorne just sent me Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter and wanted me to talk about vampires today.
Well, is that something you'd like to do?
No, we don't need to do that, but it's a topic everybody's interested in. I didn't see the movie. I do now have the book that she sent me, and I'm going to go ahead and read it. It got a really a good rating, a New York bestseller, and so I'm going to check it all out with Seth Graham Smith. He wrote another one called Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. entertainment. Got to have some fun.
Yeah, hey, Rick, you know, you're talking about fan mail. And I have been getting a lot of fan mail over the last several weeks. I made the announcement that I'm not sure if I want to continue broadcasting the afternoon broadcast on KWTO. It's a really big station. It was built in 1933, AM 560, and Rush Limbaugh's on there. And we got a whole bunch of, brand names on KWTO, and I'm on from 3 to 4 every afternoon.
And radical I was there Republicans, all are dangerous.
Well, I'm trying to decide seriously if I want to continue the afternoon broadcast, because I love the 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock broadcast here on GCN. I really do. I wake up grinning from ear to ear and I hop in the studio. But you know, at 11 o'clock I'm done and I can be a farmer. And like yesterday,
yeah, start your day and do other things. Yeah,
yeah. Like yesterday, I shut down some of the equipment in the studio, hopped on the tractor, and I was baling hay. And, I baled hay from just after 11 o'clock Central Time in the morning till about 2-something in the afternoon when I got ready for my afternoon broadcast. And then, I did the 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock broadcast. And then as soon as that was done, got back on the tractor and baled hay until it was dark. But You know, that's the kind of stuff that I need to do. I need to be a farmer because, I mean, that's, you know, I don't get paid for being on the air. And so in order to generate some kind of income, I have to do something. That's farming. So I'm trying to decide if I want to do this afternoon broadcast. And my contract is up in 10 broadcast days. So I have been getting, I decided, you know, I'm listening to people on the air, on mainstream radio, and I've seen a little bit of television, not too much, and I am really disappointed, absolutely, actually I'm outraged at some of the things that I hear people saying on the air. So I decided what I would do is, since I'm a short timer in the afternoon, I would talk about why I say the things I say. And it's based on, you know, I wasn't born prejudiced. My behavior is all learned, okay? I learned that the things I say about politicians, the things I say about some teachers, you know, being mercenaries, the reason I say these things is because I've had experience with them or I have done them. I have been a teacher many times, and I've seen the other teachers. So I can talk about them from a perspective of knowing about them. And so I've decided that for 3 hours, 3 one-hour broadcasts, I would talk about why I say the things I say and where my perspective comes from, what I have done. And I'm going to probably do 2 or 3 more hours of that because I've only gotten up to 1981 or 82 so far.
Since your autobiography, yeah, cool.
Well, yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah. And a sense on how you became who you are.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I have the fan mail that I've been getting as a result of that is unbelievable. And Grace Thorne is a fan of USAPrepares.com. I get emails from her quite often. I'm so glad that you are. And I asked, Norm Shealy was on with me, yesterday, and I asked him if he would tell who he is. Because, Rick, seriously, I get calls from people saying, Mr. Finelli, we can put you on the air. You can be a broadcaster. Now, for $1,500, that's a setup fee. And for $495 an hour, we can get you on an internet radio station, and you can have your own program. And I'm thinking, why is this guy calling me? And this happens, and people call me and tell me I can be a broadcaster. And they have, now first of all, they have no idea who I am, right? Because they wouldn't be calling me trying to sell me something that I already have, okay? Actually, I have, you know, I'm not an internet broadcaster. I mean, we're on AM, FM, satellite.
Well, no, you're a really very good interviewer, actually. So, you know, you should be paid for what you're doing, not the other way around. You have sponsors. That kind of thing that follow you, you know, like the freeze dry guy.
Oh,
by the way,
great guy.
He's coming up to see Robert Plant.
is he really?
Yeah, he's going to come visit me in July. Yeah, when Robert Plant is going to be playing a concert at the Brit.
Wow.
It's front row. I'm working backstage, so I'm going to get to meet him, and I'm going to hopefully introduce everybody. You know.
Well, won't that be fun? Yeah, first
yeah,
guys
well,
really...
I really actually really appreciated meeting him when I spent the last time with you at your home. He's a very nice person. Actually, we're very similar in a lot of our belief systems and things. I identified with him. I liked him.
What? It was really neat when you guys were in the studio. You know, you were at class. We were on the air. The freeze dry guy was here. He stays at the farm, and Rick stays at the farm. We have the expos, and so Rick and the freeze dry guy are on with me in our studio in the afternoon.
Doing a tag team,
we had, you know, microphones, and so during the break, these guys go off into their own world. They're chatting about all kinds of military stuff, and like we're going back on the air, and these guys, hey guys,
we're going back on the air in
1 second. But you guys have a great friendship, and it was delightful to see the camaraderie and the you know the things that you can share.
Our values are similar, and I respect what he's doing. He's a hard worker.
Well, as a matter of fact, this afternoon I'm leaving for St. Charles, Missouri, right after the afternoon broadcast. I'm hopping in the truck, and I'm going to St. Charles, Missouri. And it goes something like this. A freeze-dried guy called me, you know, several weeks ago, and he said, you know about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association gathering, annual conference in St. Charles. And so, when he calls me with questions like that, it means I need to start packing and go. So, what he's doing is he's asking me if I know about it because he's inviting me to be there. And, you know, he is a key player in making these things happen. He really is. He, we think that, you know, he's just in the food business. No, he is in the freedom business. And he is sharing. Yeah, he's sharing information and he's putting people together. And that's what he does. And he is, he's not in the military at the moment. He's retired, but he is really working to keep our country free. And that's, freedom is very important.
Great stories, too. When we were driving back and forth into Lebanon, he would tell me some of his stories, and they're just fascinating. I enjoyed the man. I'm looking forward to spending more personal time up here during a big concert. You know, the Brit is in the Redwoods, and it's a small venue, like 2,200 mm-hmm. people max. And mm-hmm. and the Robert Plant thing was sold out within 2 days of opening. It was sold out. So
wow.
I got him front row seats, side seating and everything. It's cool.
That's
I'm going to go with my office manager, I think. My daughter, my granddaughter are coming down. My granddaughter's coming down all the way from Bellingham, which is like a 12-hour drive. Robert Plant, Grandpa, Robert Plant! Yeah, I know, it's kind of cool.
Well, so Rick, I'm surprised at what some people say that who are on the radio, and I think that, as I was describing, you know, people can be on the radio very easily now. There's not the barriers to entry. Now, to get on a real radio station, there are barriers. But if someone wants to do a YouTube video, that's pretty easy. I mean, just sign up, and you can, you know, start saying whatever you want. And maybe it's true, and maybe it's not true. But it's certainly possible. Well, anyway, I'm outraged at what some people are saying on the radio, and I decided that we would say who we at USA Prepares are and why we say the things we say. So when we come back, I'm going to ask Dr. Richard Allen Miller if he'll tell us who he is. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. And, Rick, we were talking about people saying things on the radio and television that just, I can't believe it. As a matter of fact, I've been using the word gibberish. And as I listened, seriously, as I watched, I went to buy some advertisements on television for the Get Prepared Expo. And in the lobby of a very large television station in this market where I am in the Ozarks, they've got 4 monitors, and I'm watching the Ellen DeGeneres show. I'm thinking, geez, do people watch this stuff? And you know, so I'm trying to buy advertisements for the expo, and I'm thinking, man, oh man, we certainly don't want to attract people that, you know, that watch this, because they have no clue. They have no clue. They have no motivation. They have no desire to get anything productive done. Otherwise, they wouldn't be watching this mindless gibberish. And then on the radio, we have the same thing. And I've heard people say things like, well, FEMA camps are good.
Well, maybe. I don't know about you or me, but, you know, I'm not sure. They're going to be good for those people that don't have their water together. And really, FEMA camp says they're structured now are like Hotel Californias. Once you're in that system, you may have a real difficult time getting out of it. I'm going to recommend that everybody listen carefully to what I'm saying here. I believe that you need to have at least 3 days of water available in your home, already in bottles, for everyone and every animal in that family, or you may actually then need a FEMA camp. If we have a grid go down, that will be the primary hassle for everything, even before sanitation, even before any of the other things. It will be about water. Won't be about food. It'll be about water. And if you don't have your water together, you're going to have to use a FEMA camp. That's what it's all about. And for me, it's like, you know, you better have your water part together, because that's going to be the first thing that's in your face if and when the grid does go down. There is a wonderful website I'd like to call everybody's attention to. It's called suspiciousobservers.com. This guy's astrophysics is excellent, and he does a 3-minute YouTube every morning on what's going on today. And it goes all, his pictures are incredible. He has a nice production staff that puts this thing together. It's tight as a whistle. And for example, that comet that hit the moon last month that caused that 8.4 earthquake in Russia. Listen, it's going to be something like that that drops the grid down for a couple of days. And if you don't have your water together, that will be a real problem.
Rick, you know, you talk about being prepared in water. And let me just share this with the class. The studio that I'm in, I built it, and I built a lot of redundancy. I mean, there's almost two of everything. There are 8 computers. There's 2 headphone amplifiers. There are multiple microphones. So if any part of it goes down, there's multiple mixers. If anything goes down, I'm probably going to be able to recover very, very quickly. I even have a huge uninterruptible power system that'll take me through 2 hours worth of broadcasting easily, okay? And I'm building LED lighting. So I have 12-volt lighting that's going to be installed. I've got the prototype built. I'm going to share it with those who come to the meetup on Monday. So what I'm saying is,
like a John Connor going to be broadcasting at the end of the earth.
and that's kind of the point, Rick. But here's what I'm trying to get to. Even though I have all of this, I'm still only good for a couple hours when the grid's down. Until I get the wind turbine working, and until I get the solar power hooked up. I have it all, but it's not hooked up yet. But until then, we're only good for 2 hours. Now, if we are more prepared than most, what's it going to be like trying to get media? What's it going to be like? I'm Vin Finelli, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Last day,
God,
you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'd like to thank KYAH in Utah for making USAPrepares.com part of their family. And WBCR in Tennessee for making USAPrepares.com part of their family. Thank you so much. We are delighted to be with you. Absolutely delighted. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And we were talking about the grid down situation. And, Rick, what I was saying is, even though we here at USAPrepares.com can get through a couple hours of broadcasting without any problems, we can't go for weeks without without wind power or solar power, which is yet to be hooked up. I mean, I have all the equipment. I just have to hook it up. And the point is, the central office, I have toured the central office in our small town. I've been on the inside of it. I see their diesel generator on the outside. I know that they run on batteries. All their equipment is battery backup and battery powered and battery backup devices are all there. So it's good to go. But should the grid go down, they are not going to be able to communicate with their customers forever. They might have a week at the most. So that means that if we're considering the sources of news, the internet, I use the internet 24 hours a day on the farm. And if and we use the internet in order to communicate to Genesis Communications Network and KWTO, and we get our information from the internet, and sometimes you and I communicate on the internet. Well, if that fails because the power grid is down, we are going to be clueless. Entire country won't know what's going on, right?
There's going to be chaos for sure. Look at what happened with Hurricane Sandy and how that whole thing played out, including
yes.
right now, just even today. There are places in New Jersey that still do not have power.
Well, you're right. They don't have power. There are places in New Jersey that we will rebuild, and we're going to rebuild better, stronger, faster, smarter. And nothing has happened in a lot of locations on the shore. There's no question about it. The insurance companies are dragging their feet. I know that for a fact. And so we think that we are building great structures. As a matter of fact, Rick, bridges have collapsed. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I did recently. There's some, what do they call that? Conspiracy parts on how those bridges went down with the black truck and the white truck. There's all kinds of questions coming up on how that happened in Washington. I grew up in Washington. I've never seen a bridge collapse like that from a truck hitting one of the girders. That's crazy.
They're designed to withstand that impact.
Well, yeah, and even when they're old and crumbly, they don't drop like that. So what's going on? You know, I don't believe that, you know, you talk about the credibility of radio and so on and TV. I have to tell you that pretty much I don't watch it anymore because it's all biased and slanted and false-flagged. It's not real. The back stories, the inside stories, who knows what's really going on now with the media and why? Because I remember a time when, you know, it was the Washington Post trying to do the scoop on Richard Nixon and the Watergate things. And today, people don't care. There's lots of people that do care, but it's disinformation, and it's just as bad. And that's what they're doing. They put spin on it to take you away from the focus of what the real issues are. And it's difficult to even figure it out through the mire. You know, Fox and some of the other networks are highly suspect.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rick, I can tell you that interesting thing happened yesterday. Mrs. Finelli was on one tractor. I was bailing on another tractor. And,
I can't imagine Sandy. She's on a tractor. Cool.
Rick, she has her own tractor. She has an international.
It's in her tractors. I love it. I got it.
Yeah, well, mine are green. She has a red tractor. And, she has an international 385. It's a 40 horsepower. it's about a 4,000-pound tractor.
Yeah,
and she was out doing some raking. She was raking the hay into windrows so I could bale it. And a tire popped. And so it was really simple. I stopped what I was doing, got on the cell phone out there in the field, and we could look up telephone numbers. And so we called a couple farm supply places, that, you know, the chain stores, because it was around 6 o'clock. And I'll tell you what, it was impossible to get someone to understand that we needed a 500 by 15-inch implement tire for a New Holland rake. I mean, that's the most common rake that has ever been made for a hay rake. It's a very common implement tire size. And just try, you know, well, we've got some 13-inch tires. No, it's got 13-inch tire is not going to fit.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man. Well, that's the quality of what's happening in America regarding farming and knowledge base. It's a shame to see that kind of thing happen. You know, Oregon, where I live, is no longer considered an agricultural state. We used to have divisions within the Department of Agriculture. You know, the Oregon State Department of Ag would have different divisions like new crops development or something of that nature. Those no longer exist in our state. They don't even have them anymore because the state is no longer an agricultural state. It's a tourism state. We have the ocean, we have the redwoods, we have the rivers to kayak, and we have the bed and breakfasts. And there's no emphasis at all on commodities or actual, you know, storable or non-storable commodities. The Department of Agriculture tries to do export seminars and things of that nature, but it's just become, I don't know, like, it's fake movement. It's not real. And I'm understanding that California is starting to go that way, Arizona. These are the big producers. And they're all just kind of giving up. And the knowledge base where you could call someone like a tractor repair or something, and he's not at home knowledge base-wise.
Yeah, well, Rick, that's exactly what happened. Now, I'm asking for a tire, okay? A tire is a really common thing in a tractor supply type of a store, okay? And there are several of these chains. So I call them, and I'm getting these minimum wage people, and they have to pass me on to the next minimum wage person. The guy who's been there like the longest. He's been there like 3 weeks. And so, you know, how is it? These people have to drive to work, right? I mean,
like a Les Schwab or some kind of tire place that specializes in tires that is regional.
Well,
normally rather than trying to go to John Deere or New Holland often.
Yeah.
You know, going to some of these places that are more knowledgeable.
Well, we found one just before the broadcast this morning. After you and I hung up, I said, I got to go. I got to make a couple calls. So I was able to find. We found a guy. He's 150 miles away. He's got two tires for us. They have to be a match set because they're on a. They drive the. The tires going forward drive the gearbox to run the rake. And so we found him, but it's a 300-mile round trip. And this guy has a tire shop. And he can actually, he knew about the size, he knew about, he's going to change the, you know, take the tires off the wheels and put the new ones on. This guy knew. But what I'm saying is I even called Walmart. Walmart's, it was the last resort, right? I called them yesterday from the field.
Walmart, man.
Same thing happened. I thought, okay, I could probably get by. I'm in a jam. I've got thousands of dollars worth of hay that if it rains on it, and it was scheduled to rain, I was toast. I was going to lose. What I was looking at last night was the weather report said it was going to rain and the hay was going to be ruined, and we had down, maybe 100,000 pounds of hay that was going to be destroyed by the rain.
Right.
So So I was kind of desperate, so I called Walmart to see if I could find a 15-inch car tire that I could use to put on, you know, just to get through this problem. And I was trying to explain to the guy. Now, this guy is in the tire and battery department, right? He's in the, it's not like he's in cosmetics. He's in the right department, and he has to put the expert on, the guy that's been there even the longest. And he's telling me, well, I've got some 13-inch tires that I, you know, but for my 15-inch wheel. And I'm thinking, I can't believe this. People bring their cars to these guys and have their oil changed, and they have no clue. No clue.
Well, Walmart is, I have a video I'll send you this morning, someone about Walmart shoppers. And the big question I have to ask is, we all laugh when we talk about Walmart shoppers and their grease in the back of their pants and the, you know, the butt crack and all the rest of the things that are happening in Walmart. And I have to ask, wonder what they looked like when they first started shopping at Walmart.
Well, what a great question. What,
what has happened to America? And why I cannot believe the amount of obesity that I'm now seeing everywhere because of our food choices and diets. I can't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what I can't believe. I'm with you. I agree with that. But in addition to that, Rick, I can't believe how much tires cost. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, there you are. You know, where the rubber meets the road.
Well, we have a couple four-wheelers that we use on the farm to get. I mean, it's far to get from wherever we are to wherever we need to be. It's pretty far. Tires for the four-wheeler are over $100 a piece. These are little tires. Little tires. I remember when you could buy car tires for $30 a piece, $28 a piece. Car tires. These are little tiny four-wheeler tires, over $100 a piece. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back. And I guess maybe hour number two we'll talk about just who is Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Tomorrow, class, I'm going to be broadcasting live from the CSPOA 2013 convention, Heartland of America. And that's at the Ameristar Hotel in St. Charles, Missouri. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. That's tomorrow. Now, if you're interested, registration and breakfast start at 7 o'clock. And then the opening ceremonies are at 8 o'clock in the morning. And it goes all the way through dinner. So sheriffs are invited, no charge. And there's information on the website, USA Prepares. If you'd like to go to page one, you'll see the information. But Sam Bushman's going to be there, and he and I are going to be broadcasting for 4 hours together tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Beth Schoenberg is going to be there. She's the host of CSC Talk Radio. She's been to a bunch of our Get Prepared expos. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is going to be there. Joey Kyle, he's the sheriff of Christian County, Missouri. There's sheriffs from Missouri, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Utah, Delaware, and Florida. By the way, Delaware, the last time I talked to a sheriff in Delaware, they had been removed of their arrest authority. They have. So I'm going to find out more about that tomorrow. And we're going to be broadcasting live for 4 hours. The 1 hour on Sam Bushman's program, then 2 hours on Genesis Communications Network, our standard hours, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock Central, and then the 3 o'clock broadcast on KWTO. And you can listen live to all of them. You go to usapreparers.com and you can listen to KWTO and GCN Live. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, it's richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, you know, we're talking about water and storing water. It's absolutely critical because, you know, you can all, how many times a day do we get thirsty? A bunch, right?
Whenever you're thirsty, that suggests that you're at least 5% dehydrated. And at 10%, you're in mortal danger. And so if when you're thirsty, that's the halfway point of your body collapsing.
Yeah, and when you're, you know, if you're dehydrated, you can't think, and that makes the problem even worse, trying to figure out what to do. So I was thinking about this.
Dehydration is one of the first things that happens when the grid goes down. In terms of Katrina and other things like that, that was the first thing that happened, even before depression. It was dehydration.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw it, Rick, when you were here, but we had these 330-gallon water totes. They're like 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, so they're roughly a cube, and they're these white plastic, very, very heavy plastic, food-grade containers that were used for cookie ingredients and for a company that makes cookies. And we bought them from one of our suppliers here in Missouri. I only got two of them, so I only have 660 gallons of storage capacity. I need to
get covered your cattle. You're going to have that as a problem right out of the gate.
Well, that is a problem because, Rick, those darn cows eat drink 30 gallons a day each.
Yep.
That's 3,000 gallons. 3,000 gallons.
That has nothing to do with hot, steamy baths or flushing a toilet.
Right. Right, that's just to keep the cows alive. So I've got to get a bunch more. You know, literally, I need 10 of them just if I wanted to fill them up once a day for the cows to drink. If I had 10 of these, that would just take care of the cows. So I'm thinking that I can probably get by with four and just keep filling them up. But that's a big problem because what has happened here. And I want to share this with the class. Our ponds are not holding water anymore. And here's why. What happened is last summer we had a drought and the water level went down, 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 and the bottoms of the ponds cracked. And a pond is just mud, right? It cracked and now they leak and they won't hold water. That's a big problem. So that means bulldozer time, get in and redo the ponds so we can have water for the cows. In the summer, when the creek dries up. I'm Vin Finelli, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We're going to be right back, and we're going to get to learn just who is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. This is going to be fun. Please don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.